Yes, but it is like a running blaze on a plain, like a flash of lightning in the clouds. We live in the flicker. May it last as long as the old earth keeps rolling. But darkness was here yesterday. Imagine the feelings of a commander of a fine, what do you call them? Trireme in the Mediterranean, ordered suddenly to the north, run overland across the Gauls in a hurry, put in charge of one of these craft the legionaries. A wonderful lot of handy men they must have been too. Used to build apparently by the hundred in a month or two, if we may believe what we read. Imagine him here, the very end of the world, a sea the colour of lead, a sky the colour of smoke, a kind of ship about as rigid as a concertina, a going up this river with stores, or orders, or what you like. Sandbanks, marshes, forests, savages, precious little to eat fit for a civilized man, nothing but Thames water to drink, no Falernian wine here, no going ashore. Here and there a military camp lost in a wilderness like a needle in a bundle of hay. Cold, fog, tempests, disease, exile, and death. Death, skulking in the air, in the water, in the bush. They must have been dying like flies here. Oh, yes, he did it. Did it very well, too, no doubt, and without thinking much about it either, except afterwards to brag of what he had gone through in his time, perhaps. They were men enough to face the darkness. And perhaps he was cheered by keeping his eye on a chance of promotion to the fleet at Ravenna by and by, if he had good friends in Rome and survived the awful climate. Or think of a decent young citizen in a toga. Perhaps too much dice, you know, coming out here in the train of some prefect or tax-gatherer or trader even to mend his fortunes. Land in a swamp, march through the woods.